Yeah, pull up a chair, Andy. Put on your cans. It's time for your radio show. 7 second delay.
I do my radio shows on Wednesday, Ken.
Yeah, today is Wednesday.
Ah!
It's 2.5 minutes after six.
Ah! Ken, so, we're late.
So you're on the air.
Ah! Hold on. Let me get my cans on.
And thanks to Daniel and Memo for meeting us at the Neil Young concert last night.
Oh, yeah, they won their tickets. When we say we have tickets to give away during the marathon, we mean business.
Right, we're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Is what you mean to say.
As opposed to every other DJ on the schedule.
Right.
Yeah, we took him to see, I'm blanking on his name now.
Neil Young.
Neil Young, yeah.
And Crazy Horse.
That's right, Crazy Horse was there. Yeah.
Yep.
Which one was Neil Young?
He was the guy who was doing most of the singing.
Oh, he was good. He was my favorite. Who was your favorite?
Neil Young.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He was great. That was really fun.
What was your favorite part of the concert?
I guess when the encore started and you turned to me and said, let's go. So we could beat the crowd. That was probably the high point for me.
Yeah, I don't like the song Sedan Delivery very much.
Yeah, he played that song to thin out the crowd, I think.
Well, the crowd thinned out quite a bit before he even got to the encore because the entire amplifier system for Forest Hill Stadium died like 12 times.
Well, they had some they had some technical glitches. But you're no stranger to technical glitches. You've had your signal go down here.
Yeah.
So you can't blame the guy. He's 78, Ken. He's 78.
Yeah, he does pretty well for 78.
You know what my thinking was on the way home? I was thinking he made Dylan look pretty bad. Because you go see Dylan these days, and Dylan's kind of whispering.
Forget
and,
it.
Yeah, Dylan's kind of just going through the motions, right? He's kind of talk singing.
Yeah, Neil Young can still sing.
Well, in quotes, he can still sing.
There's a picture of Andy holding up a sign, one of his many signs.
Yeah, I made some signs. I promised my listeners I'd make some signs.
He made a sign that accidentally says, sing like a man. I think you meant to say, sing like a hurricane.
No, I meant sing like a man.
That's really what you meant to say?
Is that the sign you put up? I have another couple of pictures.
Yeah.
Did you put up the other photos?
No. I haven't put up. I can.
Well, I did have some signs. We had a lot of fun.
A lot of laughs.
I haven't been. Oh, that's right. Laughs. I remember the laughter.
Yeah, we did have some laughter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was also a high point for me.
We ran into WFMU's Joe Bielock and Todophonic Todd.
All the cool kids were there. We were sitting in the cool section. They divided the crowd into squares and cool kids.
Yeah.
As they entered.
And we were in section 401, which was all cool kids.
Yeah, exactly. We were with the cool kids.
Thank God we weren't in section 701. Oh, boy.
L7s, top to bottom.
Did you look over it? Did you see what was going on in 701?
Now, let me ask you this. Suppose an adult man
asked
you repeatedly what your favorite planet was. Would you say, just knowing that much, would you say he's a cool kid or a square?
Yeah, that didn't go
over.
And
here's why I asked.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I asked.
Okay.
After every second song, Neil Young turned to the crowd and said, what's your favorite planet?
That he did.
Yeah. Now, did he repeat the question because he's getting a little senile?
I think he repeated the question because he wasn't happy with the answer that the audience was giving him.
But all he has to do is ask it 9 times, or now 8 times. We lost Pluto. All he has to do is ask it 8 times. He's guaranteed to get the answer he wants.
Well, from what I heard from people who've seen him in other cities, is that as it's been known that he's asking this question, people are prepared with smart-ass answers.
Yeah.
Like Jupiter. Uranus.
That's a smart-ass answer?
Mercury.
How are they smart-ass answers? Because they're not Earth?
Because it's not Earth.
That's what makes it funny?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have a lot to learn about current humor.
Yeah, what would you give as a funny answer to that? What's your favorite planet?
I would say, good question, Neil. I would scream out, good question, Neil. Can you get back to me after Sedan Delivery? That would be my response.
Okay.
And then he alternated that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Uncle Ken. He alternated that every other song. He said, "How are you folks doing?"
Yes.
The poor guy. If I was close to the stage, I'd give him a big hug.
And then when the amplifiers went out, he actually spoke through his guitar pickup and said, thanks for coming out, everybody.
Yeah, really appreciate you coming out. So he's getting old. It confirms my theory. He's old. That's my theory.
Yeah, well, he's 78 years old, but he still sounded great.
It is inspiring. I mean, do you think you and I will be doing this at 78?
Yeah.
Although you promised to shoot me at 75.
I
you
did?
Promised. Yeah, you're going to kill me. Don't let that happen
Wait,
to me.
Wait, when I turn 75, I have to shoot you? How did that? Well, I don't remember.
I don't remember the contract we made.
Yeah.
But you promised I wouldn't get there.
Oh, okay.
You promised I wouldn't be turning to a crowd and saying, what's your favorite planet?
Okay.
You promised I'd never hit that point.
All right, then maybe when I'm 73 and you turn 75, that's when I shoot you.
Or if I do ask you what your favorite planet is beforehand, you'll shoot me then. Permission to shoot me.
Would you like to bitch about the fact that Neil Young did not sing Old Man? People have been very upset about that, apparently, on the tour.
Well, but he did sing Heart of Gold, which had the line, and I'm getting old. And then everybody cheered because why did everyone cheer for that?
Because he didn't sing I Felt Like Getting High.
So no, because no, they, I think because he acknowledged they thought it was self-referential. They probably thought he was acknowledging his own age.
But during Human Highway, they would also applaud whenever he sang the line. Yeah, why are people so unkind?
Why do people seem so unkind? Everyone applauded. Well, the unkind people applauded, and that was led by me. That was a line for me and us.
Oh,
the unkind people.
Oh my God, is that what was going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Because most people applauded.
Yeah, well, most people in their hearts are pretty selfish.
Wow.
But anyway, we had fun, didn't we?
Yeah,
we came very close to fun.
No, I saw fun just over the edge of the stadium. I could see fun. It was near LaGuardia Airport.
If you stand on tiptoes, you could see fun. But that was good. And then who was the opening act? That was Reverend somebody.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Why? Because you don't want to engage.
you have to remember.
Reverend Billy? Is it Billy?
I'm not going to tell you one way or another.
Well, I sat through a whole set. How can I not remember?
Yeah.
Oh, this is pathetic. I'm pathetic. Here's all I remember about the guy.
Okay.
He was preaching. He was doing a lot of speechifying.
Yeah.
And then he sang a song. He had a little gospel group on stage.
Uh-huh.
And then before he left the stage, the last thing he said, one word to the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the one word?
Yes.
Change.
I thought it was loose change.
No, it was change. He was instructing the crowd to change. I guess I don't know if he was not happy with the crowd he had got. Wasn't happy with us.
Huh. I missed the whole point.
I don't know. It's the greatest. I'm going to end every show going forward this year with that word to our listeners.
Change.
Change.
Okay.
Just do it. Don't think about it. Don't question it. Just do it. Just change.
People love the change. Oh,
hey,
no.
Maybe next year we'll give away tickets again.
Yeah.
Who will we see next year?
Oh, boy.
Why?
Oh, there's my paper over there. You talk a little bit.
Okay, sure. Hold on.
Oh, no, you're going to grab my paper?
Wait, I have her phone number.
Oh, okay. I have it,
because I called her.
Got it.
Okay, so you want to get into it then?
Yeah, let's get into it.
This is your way to segue into it? Boy, you really are a pro.
Yeah, it's the...
I have a lot to learn.
It's the summer of the cicadas.
Oh, I can hear them. Listen. Just shut up. Just shut up and listen.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, I just heard them.
You heard what? The cicadas?
Listen.
Oh!
They're back.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, they've been away.
That's kind of a pleasant sound, actually.
Yeah, they've been
think.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
And
you know where they sleep?
I would guess on their back just from the sound of them snoring.
No.
Oh, tell me.
They sleep inside the dead bodies of who they used to be.
Wait, what?
They sleep inside their own dead bodies.
Is that possible? Is that an option you and I have?
Yes. Yes, it is.
The big sleep. The long sleep.
Yeah. The husk. They just die.
Yeah.
And then they, I don't know how it works exactly, but they sleep inside the husk. Or somehow a new cicada is reborn inside their dead body, the husk. And then when the time is right, they come out again.
It's fun to make things up, isn't it? Fun to make up stories.
This is true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They sleep inside their own husk.
You haven't seen one come out of it. They this is how they emerge.
And they're asleep for 13 years, some of them 17 years.
Yep.
So we want to, we thought today we would talk to a listener. She's in Carolina, is that correct?
North Carolina, Lindsay in North Carolina.
North Carolina, and she has a backyard full of cicadas. And we thought we'd welcome the cicadas back, and maybe with our listeners' help, we could bring the cicadas up to date. A lot has happened, hasn't it, Ken?
Oh, yes, since 2011?
Yeah, 2011.
Oh, my God, yeah, a ton has happened.
It has?
Yeah. Well, Barack Obama's not president anymore.
Wait, what? Hold on.
I can tell you that.
Oh, you've done some research.
Yeah.
Barack Obama's not president. Oh, the cicadas will be surprised about, well, they wouldn't be surprised about that.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin came and went, and then came again.
NFTs came and went.
The biggest surprise for them, I guess, after 13 years, is you and I are still together.
What was the last thing that the cicadas heard?
Good question. Here, Ken, here's the phone number.
I'm going to call.
Call Lindsay.
Call her.
Okay. She has a backyard full of them. I do love that noise, that bed of cicada noise. We're bringing the cicadas up today. We're welcoming them back, right? First off, right?
Yes, welcome back. Here's what you missed.
Well, and here's what you missed. We assume they came in peace. Hi, Lindsay. You're on the air with Uncle Andy. And Uncle Ken. This is like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Yeah, this is great.
Imagine how I feel every Wednesday. Now you're getting a taste of what I go through every week.
This is your every Wednesday.
Isn't that exciting? And you're in North Carolina?
Yeah, in North Carolina.
Okay.
Back here in the backyard.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so glad you're with you're near our cicada friends, I guess. And
yeah.
And now what do you do in North Carolina in North Carolina?
I work as a collaborative printmaker, so like fine art printmaking stuff.
Sounds fascinating. Although not fascinating enough to explore right now on the air.
No, why not?
It really, because when I say it's fascinating, I'm kidding, Ken. Sounds horrific.
It sounds pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, and you're there with your boyfriend slash husband. You share a dwelling with him.
You share a dwelling with him. Is that what you said, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Yes, Lindsay shares a dwelling with her boyfriend or husband.
Yeah. What's his name, Lindsay?
His name is Tim.
Tim?
And how's that dwelling?
And he has a more interesting job than you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, you approve of nerds, but you don't approve of printmakers.
No, he's a nurse.
I believe she said nerd.
Yeah, I did. I didn't say nerd.
Wait, you said nerd?
No, I said nurse, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nurse.
Oh, well, now, of course.
He's saving people's lives.
Now, of course, she's changing it to nurse.
Okay, he comes home. Imagine this, Ken. He comes home. What did you do today? He saved three people's lives. He brought them back from the dead. What did you do today, Lindsay? I made five T-shirts.
I made some colors.
I made some colors on some T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's how it is, yeah.
Making colors is really important, Andy.
Uh-huh.
It can be.
Well, I thank you both for your service.
Yeah, thanks.
You're both doing God's work, especially Tim.
And you guys too.
So. Especially Tim. Well, we're doing less than you. Our job contributes less to society than you. You're talking to people lower than you on the
It's good to be higher up on the pyramid. On the
totem pole, yeah. And but you're so sweet to call because I understand that in Carolina that the cicadas are making a big comeback.
Yeah, they're doing it this year, and apparently they're supposed to come out when the ground is 65 degrees, and we stuck a meat thermometer in our yard, and it's 65 degrees.
So wow.
This is it. Oh, my gosh. This is live. We're live for the big return.
Yeah, I was in North Carolina.
Yeah, they're here.
I was in North Carolina a couple of weeks ago, Lindsay, and it was snowing, and I was tromping through the snow.
Oh, that's so fascinating, Ken. Okay, let's move on. Thanks for that update, Ken. So let's move on. Ken, if you're just tuning in, gave us an update on the weather in North Carolina from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
It was snowing.
Yeah, breaking news. It was snowing 2 weeks ago. But now it's 65 degrees, and that's what the cicadas have been waiting for. Now, some cicadas come back every 17 years.
Mm.
But yours are Yours are 13 years. You know what I'm guessing? Yours have to pee.
Yeah.
They can't wait the 17 years.
Yeah, earlier in the morning. They're a little older.
Oh, you know, Neil Young, funny you mentioned that, middle of Heart of Gold. Did you see this, Ken? Did you notice it? He peed his pants.
Yeah, nobody
what?
Else.
He peed his pants. This big urine stain began to appear during the acoustic set.
I know you've been saying this.
Unbelievable.
I did not.
I understand. I've been reading on the internet. He's been peeing his pants every show.
Where did you read that on the internet?
People just wait for that moment. A lot of people in the front row, they cheered.
Does he always do it during Heart of Gold?
No, you never know. It's kind of a big surprise. It's very suspenseful.
Because I didn't see anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, you're covering for your friend, Neil Young.
He's not my friend.
Yeah. Oh, your idol. Oh, my idol. My idol has no urinary tract infection.
Tell me why you think he urinated, because I did not see any kind of pool of liquid on the stage.
You didn't see any pool of liquid on the stage?
Yeah.
Tell us the story again, Ken. What happened during the final 10 minutes of the concert? The short-circuiting?
Oh, yeah.
The power went out for no apparent reason?
Yeah, the PA system.
Yeah, that is a mystery, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah.
I believe I've solved your mystery, Ken.
Oh, you're saying that his urine shorted out the PA system?
QED, problem solved. That's how it worked. And that's what I'm going to tell the cicadas, that Neil Young's getting very old. Neil Young is incontinent. Neil Young is still touring, but
yeah.
The man is incontinent.
Yeah, he's playing again tonight at Forest Hills, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you don't want to sit too close to the front. My little advice to you.
Why? Oh, because of the...
Yeah, because he's incontinent.
No, there's that did not happen.
Why are you covering for him? Why are you protecting him? What's going on?
You're the only person who claims they saw that.
Well, you're saying I imagined it.
Yeah.
I imagined it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the sound kicked off.
I don't know what you're basing it on.
And then everything shorted out. What was that? What was that? Magic?
Even if he had urinated.
Yes, go ahead.
The chance that the cables for the PA system are right under the stage where he's standing.
1 in 10. That's the chance.
No,
yes.
Much less than that. Probably the cables were above him and behind him, if anything. Not.
You just don't want the cicadas to hear this?
There's a lot
They've
of.
They've already heard it. You guys are.
Yeah, it's too late, Ken. The cicadas know. Look, I know he's your idol. I know you've been a fan for years and years. I know he's important to you. He's getting older. There's no shame involved, Ken. You can't do an hour and a half set.
But
you can't do an hour and a half set without a break and not have an accident.
If he was incontinent.
I'm not saying it was on purpose.
If he really was incontinent,
yes.
He'd be wearing adult diapers. So as not to pee on stage. He's a performer. This is what performers do when they become incontinent.
It is an interesting mystery. Why is it Neil Young, who could certainly afford it? He made $500,000 last night. Why isn't he wearing adult diapers? My guess? Pride.
I have a better reason.
Tell me what?
Because his jeans are held together with gaffer's tape.
And you mean the diapers would be visible?
He's worried that the gaffer's tape might come off and fall down, and he'd be standing there in adult diapers.
That brings up a very interesting point, and Lindsay, we'll be right back with you. Very interesting question, Ken. Which is more humiliating, to have your adult diapers exposed or to urinate in the middle of Heart of Gold and have the big urine stain appear on your pants?
The latter.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish Neil Young would get that message. I think you're right, Ken. I agree with you.
Well, I don't agree with you.
What?
You pulled me into this preposterous idea that he urinated on stage, which he did not.
He's been doing it almost every show, and I'm sorry if I misspoke, and I do apologize.
Yeah, he didn't.
He's been doing it almost every show. He certainly did it in Camden. I know he did it in Camden.
He didn't do it in New Orleans.
Well, the smart money's on him doing it again tonight.
Oh, really? What are the
People
odds?
People are betting. No, it's an even bet.
It's an even bet?
It's an even bet. Yeah, he's been doing it about half the time.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's why everyone cheered.
So you could
employ. That's why I cheered. I won $150.
Do you employ the martingale method with the Neil Young urinary bet?
Neil Young incontinent.
Because it's an even bet, so I would think that the martingale
method. I'm not saying it wasn't a good show. Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, why don't we release.
And he did, by the way, and this is the sign of a professional,
yeah.
He did not miss a beat. He didn't pause during the song.
No, he didn't.
If you were listening to a recording, I swear you wouldn't know. Except I believe I heard him go, between verses.
Well, I recorded it, so I'll go back and
listen. I believe between verses I heard him mutter, that's a bit of all right.
What, that he peed?
I believe he was a little relieved.
Let's release Lindsay from this.
No. Lindsay, so you're in your backyard.
Yeah.
You're with Tim.
Yeah.
You're holding your phone up, and we're going to bring the cicadas up today. So, Lindsay, what's happened in your life since 2011? Did you meet Tim after 2011?
Oh, no. I was in, like, 10th grade in 2011, so
a lot. Is Tim older than you?
Yeah.
A lot has happened since 2011.
How much older is Tim?
Well, how much older are you than me? 5 years?
Yeah.
What were you doing in 2011? He's doing the math, which is good for live radio.
Yeah. Barack Obama was still president. Don't forget.
Wait, so you guys, so this is new to the cicadas, that you and Tim are together. They've never met Tim, probably.
They have met Tim, I think.
I was getting kicked out of college in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then the cicadas are thrilled to, will probably be thrilled to learn that you got your act together, Tim. You landed on your feet. You sobered up, obviously. and you got through nursing school. The cicadas, Tim, are very proud of you.
They're going to be shocked.
I've thought of that.
They're going to be shocked. They're going to be shocked because you know what? When they last saw you, Tim, you were not very together, man. They were worried about you. And Lindsay, what was 10th grade like for you? The last time the cicadas saw you, what was your life like?
10th grade was good. I got my driver's license. I mean, I was on top then. And I'm medium now.
You're still on top. Lindsay.
They might be a little disappointed.
No. You've still got it, babe. You're still the it girl. And
I drive better. They're going to be like, God, she drives a lot better than when she just got her license.
Well, you've had 13 years experience. We're all very proud of you, not just the cicadas. What else will they be surprised about in your life, Lindsay?
I got a pit bull named Smooches.
Snooches?
That's it. It's the only major.
So they're meeting your pit bull.
Oh my gosh, he wasn't even born.
They're meeting your pit bull. This is so sweet. That must be such a sweet moment.
You guys have more stuff to update him on?
Well, let me see.
There's so much to update them on.
Well, they know Barack Obama is not president because they know that there's a two-term limit, Ken. So
they know that.
That's not a surprise.
Oh, you're right.
Okay?
You're right.
You're wasting your breath.
He became president in 2008, or that's when he was elected.
For the first time?
Yeah, so 2009, right.
Okay, so
he would. But you're right. When the cicadas went to sleep, Obama would have been president for 2 years already.
Okay, well, he was reelected. They should know that. They're not going to believe who followed Obama.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
There was that woman that ran. Remember?
Geraldine Ferraro?
No, it was another woman.
Shirley Chisholm?
No. No.
Oh, Sarah Palin? She ran for vice president.
She ran for vice president?
Yeah.
Is that since 2011?
I don't know.
No way to find out.
Well, why don't we have Lindsay put her Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah. There was a sequel to Dune. There was a sequel to Dune that just came out. The cicadas didn't know
Dune
about that.
Yeah, Dune 1 and 2 came
out. Oh, Dune 1 and 2. Well, that's something. Oh, Something of Thrones. What was that thing of Thrones?
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Is that all since 2011?
I think so, probably. Yep.
Oh, maybe they'd be interested in this. My career's gone down the crapper.
But it was already going down the crapper.
Yeah, but somebody flushed the crapper. My career was in the crapper in 2011. And shortly after that, somebody flushed it.
So is it just going to be you and me talking to the cicadas? Or
No, we'll have our listeners fill them in.
Okay, because we're already halfway through the show, you know.
That can't be true. because we've done nothing.
We haven't had
a single moment of interest.
That's my point.
Exactly. It can't be halfway through. We haven't even begun to warm up.
So maybe we should ask Lindsay to point her Bluetooth speaker at the brood.
Okay.
And then we'll open up the call so that callers can tell us.
You know, the big news in my life, Lindsay, and I'm going to talk to the cicadas through you and through your Bluetooth speaker, I've had a number of grandkids. I had 7 grandkids since 2011.
Since 2011?
That's a lot of grandkids. My family loves sex.
Who's the top grandkid?
Do you mean who's my favorite?
No,
or
the top.
The oldest?
Well, no, whoever's got the most power.
Well, I have, of my grandchildren, I have 6 boys.
Stop beating around the bush. Who's
and
the top?
We have 1 girl.
Who's the top grandkid?
Well, I think Lucy is the oldest, or is Miles the oldest?
Okay, so...
Lucy or Miles, they're the oldest.
Pure seniority system.
Well, I don't know what you mean by top.
You know, most engaged, most powerful, the one that all the other female grandkids want to be with.
Well, and, there's only 1 female grandkid.
Okay, and she's the top.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that happening?
I don't know.
It sounds like you have some
saying.
Kind of affirmative action program for your grandkids.
I'm not following you. It's kind of like it's like you're doing a Neil Young impression. I don't quite understand. Are you about to ask me what my favorite planet is?
No. I just urinated.
Oh, that's a great impression. Hey, everybody, Ken's doing Neil Young. Ooh, save it for the booze cruise. We'll go on stage and do our Neil Young impressions.
Good thing I was wearing an adult diaper.
Hey, let's do our Neil Young impressions. Let's put little tubes down our pants.
Okay.
And we'll go on stage and we'll start singing Heart of Gold.
All right, what's your favorite planet?
Earth. That's the right answer.
All right, I don't have to ask it again.
There's a right answer.
Yeah, he only kept asking it because people were giving the wrong answer.
Hey, Lindsay and Tim, what's your favorite planet?
Jupiter.
Venus.
Yeah, Jupiter and Venus. Good choices.
I like Earth because this is where I have all my money.
Oh, that's really good.
All my money is here.
Very good choices. Jupiter has that gigantic blob, the giant storm.
Here's the thing. I parked my car right here on Earth. I have to stay here on Earth.
Okay. Is it only insured on Earth?
What was the point of the question?
I don't know, but I think we should allow Lindsay. We should let Lindsay go.
No, no.
Why?
She's holding. This is the cicada call. She's a connection.
Why does she have to be on the call the whole?
Because
time?
She's filling the cicada. Let's just take a call. Lindsay, hang on. We're going to meet some listeners. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the air with Lindsay and Tim.
Yeah, we haven't even given out the phone number.
Oh, okay. Is it the same number?
It is the same.
Oh, that's news also to the cicadas.
No, we've had the same phone number since before.
Exactly. We have the same number. That's kind of news to them. Also, you and I are still on Wednesdays.
Right.
Our time slot has not changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, cicadas and any listeners, 201-209-9368.
I have some bad news for the cicadas.
Tell me.
John Barry passed away.
John Barry?
Yeah. The British film composer.
Oh, my God. John Barry. Wait, James Bond?
Bond theme, yeah.
No!
He died.
He died when, today?
No, January 2011.
Oh. Well, no, maybe they knew that because they were around in 2011.
But
they
no,
knew
they,
that.
They went,
were there.
They
for
went
his...
into hiding during 2011.
Exactly. He died in January.
Okay.
201-209-9368. What's your favorite planet, Ken? 201-209-9368.
Uranus. Notice how I pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, I did. I noticed that. I'll meet you in the square section of the next concert.
I have some other bad news for the cicadas.
Tell me.
George Gallup passed away.
George Gallup, the pollster?
The pollster of the Gallup poll.
I don't think the cicadas care.
He's just another person who makes up, you know, the American firmament of celebrities.
Oh, my mother died.
Oh.
My mother died in the last 13 years.
Did she?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she did.
Oh, my God. Christopher Hitchens died.
And so did my mother.
Were they together?
No. No, just a coincidence.
That's quite a...
My mother had terrible dementia.
Quite?
I don't... My mother's dementia was so bad, she may not know she's dead.
You liked your mother's dementia. I remember you always telling me it's a good thing she has the funny dementia.
Thank God we got lucky with the dementia. What else did the cicadas bringing them up to date?
Bill Keane.
Yeah.
The famous cartoonist.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing well. He's still alive and he's still working,
no,
right, Ken?
No, he passed away.
Oh, the cicadas are just waking up to only bad news. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, second time caller.
Yes, of course. Welcome back.
And I am thrilled I got through. It's Grant from London.
Oh, hey, Grant.
Hey, Grant. Hey, I'll tell you why that's fun. I'll tell you why that's funny when Grant says, I'm thrilled I got through. Because no one else is calling.
Yeah.
Hey, Grant. Grant, have you had a productive 13 years? Do you want to fill the cicadas in?
No, I was going to comment on the fact that you guys went to see. I was part of the my partner's Isabel.
Yes, Isabel.
We were supposed to go.
Oh, this is Grant who.
Yeah. Oh, it's Grant who was supposed to win.
Yeah. Grant,
wait, let me turn this up. I barely can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Grant, your name was picked from the hat initially, and unfortunately you and Isabel couldn't make it.
We were also confused about why we won, because anyway.
But Daniel was our runner-up. He was a heartbeat away, and he did you proud. Although we missed you and Isabel, didn't we, Ken?
Yeah, but Daniel and his friend Memo did great imitations of you and Isabel.
Yeah.
It was like you were there. It was almost
the next best thing.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't at Neil Young with us, Grant. What were you doing last night?
Well, I had a house fire.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's terrible. But anyway.
Wait. So if you weren't there, the fire would have burned out of control.
Well, luckily, I'm one of those guys that actually buys a fire extinguisher.
Exactly. Imagine if you were in Queens, New York, instead of home.
Yeah.
We saved your house.
It's because I let a neighborhood kid use my toilet, and he decided to use the matches on the back of the toilet to light the waste basket in the toilet on fire.
No.
Wait, why did he do that?
No, he probably was just trying to mask an odor of some
sort.
Exactly.
That's what they're there for. But
No, Ken, kids don't do that.
I really have something I want to tell you. I realized I went to something even worse than a Neil Young concert.
What's that? That's not possible. What was it?
So my friend convinced me to go see a Bob Dylan concert.
Oh.
Yeah. Albert Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dylan's given up.
His voice.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, there's...
Oh, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'll do it. He's a legend. I get there, and he's only doing covers of... Oh, no. My brain shut down.
Hey, call... well, call us back when you get it.
Okay, but also...
He was only doing covers of somebody else's songs?
Yeah, what's the crooner, the Rat Pack?
Sinatra? He was doing Sinatra?
Oh, yeah.
That's all he did was covers of Sinatra.
Sinatra
songs. Never wrote any songs. It was just the most painful thing I've ever experienced.
But at least he didn't wet his pants.
How do you know?
That's a small victory.
How do you know that?
Oh, you think he had the diaper? He opted for the diaper?
He might have.
You never know with these rock stars.
You just make so many assumptions.
Some of these rock stars go the diaper route, and some of them go all out. Some of them aren't ashamed.
Well, Grant, thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah.
I have some very... I believe we lost Lindsay.
No.
Why? Why? Why do you need to occupy Lindsay for the entire hour?
Because she's our connection. She's our conduit.
But she is playing our show for the...
All right, we'll check in with her later.
For the cicadas.
We'll check in with her and say goodbye later.
Oh. I've got more bad news for the cicadas. Or maybe it's good news. It depends.
Yeah, go ahead.
You remember the underwear bomber?
No.
Come on, February 2012.
Oh, the underwear.
The guy who tried to detonate a bomb on Northwest Airlines Flight 253 in Detroit?
Thanks for bringing that back
the
up.
The underwear bomber.
Yeah, what about him? He died?
Sentenced to life imprisonment.
Thanks for that, Ken.
That happened.
So wait, so you're just going through the headlines of 2012?
No, this is right off the top of my head. And Whitney Houston is no more.
Whitney Houston died? You mean the cicadas, when they were last alive, Whitney Houston was alive and
yeah,
well and
yep,
healthy?
Yep.
and doing duets and all of that.
She died on my birthday in 2012.
Well, it's probably just a coincidence. I mean, everyone celebrates your birthday differently.
She was at my party.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You paid $8 million to have her do a 40-minute set. And she died. She died right after.
I was one of the last seven people to see her alive.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of the private parties that Ken's been throwing, thanks again to all our listeners for their support during the marathon.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Hopefully you've gotten your participation trophies.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the participation trophies have all been sent out.
We've spoken to some of our listeners. I spoke to a listener, Ken, who got a 26th, the 26th
favorite. Oh, my God, they were the 26th favorite?
That's out of 500.
That's really high.
Yeah, that's pretty
high. That's very good.
I know.
Yeah, don't feel bad if you got, 230th.
Right. It's first off, it wasn't our decision. We put in a number of factors. We loaded up our computer, and there was an algorithm that the computer used to decide. So don't get it. Was nothing personal. But I hope you enjoy your trophies. A lot of people I know are at the Home Depot now. They're building mantles just for the trophy.
Oh, you need a big mantle for that trophy.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, heavy, heavy.
Well, that's a joke. They're just plastic.
Yeah.
But they're heavy with love. We put a lot of love into it.
And judgment.
Yeah, we judge you.
Love
and judgment. So it's like a marriage.
We're asking people to call up and let the cicadas know everything that's happened since...
Yeah, we're filling in the cicadas.
2011. Because we're talking to the 13-year brood.
Okay, yeah. There's a speaker in the backyard in North Carolina.
Hi, you're on the air.
Has anybody mentioned Greensdale yet?
Oh, Greendale.
Poopy and wet diapers.
What about poopy and wet diapers? Did he do that during the Greendale tour too?
That was terrible. Somebody already talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And we tried to bring in a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
And we had to throw it away. It was in...
Well, that's now become, it's sort of becoming his trademark move. Fans have now come to expect it, and most of them even look forward to it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Crazy Horse, but
there's nothing wrong
when I say
I'll tell you about
his Greensdale tour. Woo!
But Crazy Horse, they're not always in tune, or they can. They're not always in the right rhythm, but they don't have an incontinence problem.
No, Willie Nelson's son has taken the part of. Frank Poncho San Pedro.
You know how he got the gig, by the way?
Being Willie Nelson's son?
No, he could hold it in for 2.5 hours. That was the whole audition. They held the auditions. They had a warehouse. They held the auditions. They brought musicians in.
Well, a couple of things.
We should talk about the other musicians besides, Neil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was Billy Talbot on bass. He looked like a little dwarf. From where we were sitting.
Yeah, he only looked, I swear, I'm not exaggerating. He looked like he was half an inch tall. I'm sure in real life he was taller.
Aren't they from L.A.? They're not Canadians, are they?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
No, one Canadian per show.
Yeah. And then Ralph Molina on drums. He was protected from the urine. So
how old is Ralph Molina?
I think he's 82.
Boom, 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 boom.
He was
keeping up with everyone.
But he was sitting so high up on the drum kit. Now we know why.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I waited for you winter long.
They didn't do winter long.
They didn't?
But that's okay.
But wasn't that song about the powder finger? Winter long?
They did do powder finger.
Oh, that was powder finger.
Two different songs.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
As long as that Greensdale pop opera was not reinvented.
No. Yeah. Everyone was screaming, don't do Greendale.
Yeah, and just like Sting. I mean, Sting's rock opera. Ugh,
yeah.
God.
Ooh, yeah.
Look, they have every legal right to write a rock opera. There's nothing we can do to stop them.
There isn't
legally.
Anything?
Ken, I'm just one man. I've been writing letters. Jesus, Ken. There's nothing we seem
to
do. But
what if they stole the rock opera from somebody else? Then we can stop them.
That's right, Ken. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Good point, Ken, as always.
Thanks,
moving caller. Moving things sideways. 201-209-9368.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
And you're talking to the cicadas. They haven't been around in 13 years.
Well, welcome back, cicadas.
Yeah,
thanks. Even Ken, even Andy.
Oh, hey, Zachary.
Zachary, how's your life changed in 13 years?
Oh, my gosh, so much. New jobs.
New jobs.
Family members.
Well, don't tell me. Oh, new family members. Oh, the cicadas will be thrilled to be brought up to date.
Yeah.
They've been asking about you, Zach.
I know. I'm excited that they'll be back out again. We've been waiting for these particular ones. I didn't like the ones that have been coming out over the last few years.
Zach, what were you doing? What were you doing in 2011?
I was working at school, enjoying life.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Remember those days, enjoying life.
No kids.
No, I enjoyed life once.
So, Zachary, bring the cicadas up to speed on what they missed.
Well, yeah, a big one at the Edward Snowden leaks.
Yeah.
All those NSA surveillance programs, you know, phone record tapping, UK tapping the fiber.
Exactly.
Office bugging.
You know, the cicadas surfaced last week. The first thing they asked was, hey, where's Mr. Snowden? What happened to him?
Yep.
They were shocked.
Do your cicada Edward Snowden joke again.
Oh, please. Please go away. Oh, please. Please go away.
Zachary, anything else that we need to bring the cicadas up to speed
What's
on?
What's your favorite?
Yeah, probably a big one, the Paris Agreement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Paris Agreement.
Edward Snowden and the Paris Agreement, yeah.
But with the Paris Agreement, though, the world's just become hotter, more polluted, and over a billion more people have been added since 2011.
That's right. So, yes, so not everything went our way. That's right. The cicadas will probably be very concerned about that.
Right. They might read about it and think that there's some hope for them, or they'll wonder why, you know, the ground got so warm. 65 degrees, I think, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, 65.
With the meat thermometer.
On the plus side, think about how well-rested they feel. You know that great feeling when you really get enough sleep? You know that, Ken? 13 years.
Yeah. Oh, man, it feels good.
That's what I need, really.
Feels good. All right, Zachary, we have a full phone bank, so we're going to we're going to move right on. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi.
What the hell we got here, Ken?
Go ahead, caller. What did the cicadas miss?
I believe they missed the Academy Award.
Well, that's our caller. Hey, where are you from, caller?
Missouri.
I don't think you are. What city in Missouri?
St. Louis.
What street in St. Louis? How long you lived in St. Louis? Hey, caller from St. Louis, remind me, who's the mayor of St. Louis?
Who is the mayor of St. Louis?
You don't know. That was you, Ken. What were you? Just tell me why that was funny. Sometimes I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I'm not doubting you.
Okay.
You were acting like a caller.
I wanted to see if I could do it. Because
you wanted to see if you could fool me?
I have something to reveal to you now.
Okay. Oh, this has been a big prank?
No. This entire show for the last 33 years.
Tell me.
Has been a prank.
You've been pulling a 33-year-old prank.
Yes, I have not been voicing myself. I've been voiced by somebody else for these past 33 years.
Wow. You've been moving your lips. It's been like AI. It's been like live AI.
No, here's what happened. In 2020 and 2021, when you used to Zoom in every week, from time to time, I would be a caller.
Is that true?
That's true.
I don't even know how that would work.
And you didn't know.
How could I not know? But I heard your voice.
Well, I sounded like I was coming over the phone, and I did a slightly different voice.
But how could you be a caller? Wait.
I just put my voice through a phone.
You mean a caller would call in?
No, I would call in.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
I would call
in. You would call in. Some of the calls during our COVID Zoom period were not real calls. They were you
calling in.
Calling in, and you would put your voice through some sort of
I would just call
gizmo.
In. Yeah, I would sound like I was coming in over the phone, and you thought I was a caller.
And then you waited 2 years to tell me.
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Because you've so enjoyed having that secret.
I wanted to see if I could do it in person right in front of you.
And then how does it feel now that you've revealed that? Is your head exploding?
I'm
ashamed. Are you so thrilled?
I'm very embarrassed that you knew it right away.
More embarrassed than usual?
Yes. No, yeah. Painfully embarrassed. I would say I feel shame.
You mean because 5 minutes ago you tried it again, right? You tried to sync your voice. And
I thought somehow I'd be able to do it right in front of you and you wouldn't even notice.
Well, you were talking into a phone and you were holding the phone up to your microphone. I'm here in person.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't think.
Why don't you just say, I thought you were an idiot? Just say the words.
I thought you would be.
You thought I had suffered some kind of industrial accident.
No, I gave you some paper to doodle on.
Oh, to distract me.
Yeah, and I thought that you would be.
The doodling would mean I can't turn my head to the right.
Yes, that's what I was hoping.
This is so insulting. If I had any other friend, I've got to make another friend. I've got to do it. How do you make other friends?
Oh,
You have other friends.
Yes.
I'm jealous of all of them.
Okay. Here's a couple of things you can do. You can compliment them.
Hold on.
Write
yes.
this down.
Yeah, compliment okay. them. Yeah. Oh, forget it. Ain't worth the trouble. It's already.
That's it?
That's already just, too that's much just... work. Compliment them.
Jeez Louise, man.
With a straight face, I suppose, right?
Yes, with a straight face.
How do you do it with a straight face? You're sincere?
Oh, what happened?
I don't know, Ken. I don't know what you're doing. Ken, the only question left on the table is, do you know what you're doing?
I do now.
201-209-9368. We're welcoming the cicadas. They've been gone for 13 years. They've been sleeping for 13 years.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. Oh, it's my wife. It's Beth.
No, there's nobody there.
Oh, yeah, that sounds... Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just listened to an interview that Dana Gould did with Phil Hendry.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And that Phil Hendry used to do like four callers at once on his own show,
yes.
interrupting each other.
I know. Ken got very excited. Ken saw the Phil Hendry documentary. I guess there's one on Apple or Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Very excited.
And
very,
then Ken, and then I know Ken thought, oh, man, you know what I'm going to do next time I'm with Andy? I'm going to pretend to be a caller. I know you were just doing your Phil Hendry impression.
Well, I was just trying to see if I could do it right in front of you.
Well, Phil Hendry.
But you're too sharp.
Yes, I turned my head to the right.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely.
I didn't think you would do that.
Yeah, I completely bamboozled.
I tried to move another foot away from you. I gave you plenty of.
Oh, for the love of God. Just say you think I'm stupid. Just use the word stupid.
No, it's got nothing to do with stupidity. You know how when your wife calls in and you don't recognize her voice?
Well, now I'm getting better at it.
That's not stupidity.
It's not?
No.
It's just being oblivious?
No, it's some kind of neurological problem.
Or I'm so self-centered, I guess.
Oh, yes, it could be narcissism.
Yeah, I would guess it is narcissism.
Yeah. But more, I think it's more a neurological problem.
You think you're self-centered. It's all about you.
Or some kind of traumatic injury, some sort.
Here's why I think it's all about me.
Okay.
It's all about me.
Well, that's... Oh, bye. Bye.
I mean, bye.
He went goodbye.
Well, yeah, not every caller was brought up the way you and I were brought up, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through.
This is my wife. Hey, darling.
I can't believe it either.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Beth.
I'm not Beth.
See, this is the neurological problem I was telling Andy about, caller. What's your real name?
Hero.
Hi, Hero. See,
Hi,
you
Hero.
you thought Hero was your wife, Beth.
You know, I'm so in love with my wife that I see her and hear her everywhere. Every voice, every face is my wife.
Hero, how old are you going to be on your next birthday?
10.
So, Hero, you weren't even...
You think your wife sounds like a 10-year-old boy. That's what you're saying.
In my imagination, in my fevered imagination.
Yeah.
Hey, Hero, say hello to the cicadas. You've never seen the cicadas before. You weren't alive when they were last here, were you?
No.
This is your first round with the cicadas.
Aren't they great?
Yeah. They make noise. I don't like all the noise.
Well, if you lived in the Midwest, and especially Illinois, you would hear them a night and day for a few weeks.
Yeah, we hear it here.
Where are you calling from, Hero?
Indiana.
Oh, so you're going to be getting a lot of cicadas soon, right? Do you already hear? Are they already out? Are they already? Can you already hear them?
No, they're not out yet.
Okay.
Maybe the ground's not warm enough, Hero. You could warm it up.
Yeah. Well,
maybe that's what Neil Young was trying to do last night during Heart of Gold, warm up the ground.
Well, he was standing on a wooden stage.
Well, he's 78, Ken. Hey, Ken, here's a trivia question. What song did Bob Dylan compose and sing about the cicadas?
Ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
No, he actually wrote a song. He was in New Jersey. He was in Princeton, and there was cicadas all over, and he wrote a song called Day of the Locust. Remember? And then the locust came out in the distance.
That sounds like a song about locusts.
Wait, you got to play Day of the Locust, Ken. You got to bring it up.
Why?
Because it's an applicable song. It's a Bob Dylan song about this phenomenon.
But he can't sing anymore.
Oh, God. Bring up Day of the Locust. I can't believe you don't know the Dylan song. You know every obscure Neil Young song. How did this happen?
What year did Dylan record Day of the Locust?
I know he wrote it. He was getting an honorary degree in Princeton, and it happened to be during the locust invasion, the cicada invasion.
Cicada invasion,
but he called them locusts because it rhymed, the meter of the song. Day of the Locust.
Cicada rhymes.
Okay, just bring up Day of the Locust. Cicada rhymes.
Yeah.
Dear God, I only get one show a week. Cicada rhymes. This is just not fair. Go on other shows and talk about what rhymes with cicada. I dare you.
Tooth decay almost rhymes with cicada.
Oh, God. God, I hate him. Bring up Day of the Locust.
Hokkaido. It's some kind of Japanese thing. That almost rhymes with cicada.
Give me a knife.
Talk to Hero.
Give me a sock.
Talk to Hero.
Give me a sock full of rocks right now.
Hero has called you.
Hero, wait, you want to hear a Bob Dylan song about...
He doesn't want to hear a Bob Dylan song.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's cool.
No, I don't. No, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Hero, thank you for calling. We're so glad that you could meet the cicadas on our show. Okay, hang up on Hero.
Hero, Andy told me to hang up on
this
you.
This is one of my favorite songs, actually.
All right, we'll hear it at the end of the show. How's that?
Dylan might do it in concert if you can tell him Frank Sinatra sang it.
Oh, it's an earlier song from him. It looks like he put it on New Morning or something.
Oh, my God, it's a great song. Just play it.
I'll play it once it's time to go out.
We're
still in the middle of our show here. Hi, you're on the air. What would you like to bring the cicadas up to speed on? Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there. Just talking to you.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
I think if I was a locust just waking up, I'd want to know how many beetles were left.
Oh, very good.
Very good question.
Of course, they knew we'd lost John Lennon when they were last here.
Right.
But they didn't hear.
I think they knew that we lost George Harrison.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Harrison died after 2011.
He did?
I would bet a funny money on it. I would bet FMU Marathon pledges on it. You know how we
and
sit around...
the subject of Dylan, you know, how many traveling Wilburys? I mean, that's true.
We lost...
Potential traveling Wilburys.
We lost
like
Roy
David
Orbison.
Crosby.
No, George Harrison died in 2001. Oh, man, I should have bet you.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. But how about Roy Orbison?
What?
When did he die?
Dead or alive?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the cicadas know.
Well, why don't you tell the cicadas about the Beatles?
It's such bad news. It's so hard for me. It really is.
But they already know that John and George are dead.
Oh, okay. Oh, then it's good news.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul is thriving, right?
Right. Paul's not dead.
I think he's been remarried even and divorced again.
Yep.
And Ringo is thriving.
Not dead.
And there have been documentaries about him. And actually, a whole new generation of kids have discovered them.
So there's good news for the cicadas on the Beatles front.
Cicada Beatle fans will be very happy to maybe see that new documentary.
Okay.
Which Peter Jackson documentary.
Oh, Get Back?
Yeah, they'll be very happy.
Okay.
There we go. See, he's in Princeton.
Tears and perspiration. But he's worth life.
Wow, he can still kind of sing.
Oh my God, this is greatness.
There was little to say. There was no conversation.
See, he was
a step to the
Yeah, this is from New Morning.
He was in Princeton.
Really? They gave him... Oh, yeah, listen to him talking about the locust.
He even uses the word trill in here. Trill.
Do you like this album, New Morning?
Yeah, I do. I love the title cut, by the way.
Yeah, the title track is a good one.
There's a title cut. Al Kooper put horns on the title track. Have you heard that? Ultimate
no.
Take?
I don't believe in Al Kooper.
You don't believe he exists?
Nope.
You don't believe Al Kooper exists?
He's not real, no.
Then we have our show for next week. This is going to be great. Next week, we're going to prove to Ken that Al Kooper exists, and he's going to apologize to us all.
I forgot to tell you, I'm not going to be here next week.
Is that true?
That is true.
Woo, woo, woo! Hey, we all have the week off. Hey, call Lindsay. Let's thank her. Here's her phone number.
I got her number.
Okay. God, this has been a great show from top to bottom. I wouldn't change a word. Do you agree, Ken?
No, I'm still embarrassed.
That probably is the high point for me, how embarrassed Ken is. Wait,
what?
Dial your carefully. Dial like the wind. Here's her number. And dial again. Here's her number. Here it is.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, dial more carefully. The weather was hot, nearly 90 degrees. His head was exploding.
Hello?
Andy, now it's your turn to say hello.
Hey, Lindsay. Hey, we want to thank you and Tim. You guys have been very patient with us.
Yeah, no, thank you guys.
I assume
cicadas heard it too.
So. Oh, good. Well, we're glad we got to meet your new cicadas. I assume you're going to be changing your phone number as soon as this is over.
No, call back anytime.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay. And I'm sorry I was a little dismissive of your job. You're doing God's work, honey, making those t-shirts.
Hey, listen, I didn't want to talk about it further, so I actually appreciated that. Thanks.
You just said you're doing God's work, honey.
Yeah.
That's what you just said.
Well, it's a chick.
Yeah, got
oh,
it.
Should I ask
yeah,
Tim
and
from...
I'm in the South. That's how you talk.
Okay,
to
I'm sorry. I apologize to Tim for calling his chick honey.
Thanks. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks, Tim.
Okay.
Enjoy your dwelling.
Okay. Yeah, enjoy your dwelling. And Jeremiah, thank you. And we should thank Daniel for joining us yesterday.
Yeah, and Daniel and Memo.
Yeah, and... And
that amazing impression they did of Isabella and Grant.
Yeah, from England. Maybe Isabella and Grant will win next year and the timing will work out better.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Not sure what's coming up next week. If I can edit it, we'll hear the Neil Young concert episode.
Oh, yeah. Ken ran a tape during and after the concert. That would be fun.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fidash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Don't you know the big D is burning? Anything in the world that Johnny can do. My hometown's burning down to the ground. Western and Vietnam. Well, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I just don't know what it's all about. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I don't know what it's all about. The fire wagon kept coming. The sniper just wouldn't let him put it out. Fire bomb busting all around me. And soldiers was everywhere. Oh, firebomb falling all around me. And soldiers standing everywhere. I could hear the people screaming. Sorry, fill the air. I don't know what the trouble is. I can't stay around to find it out. I don't know what the trouble is this morning. I just can't stay around to find it out. Taking my wife and my family, and little Johnny Lee is turning out. The Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. Wow, the Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. I just hope people, it'll never happen to you. Yes, yes. I can hear the farmer. He said, let's get out of here.